Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. I want to talk to you a little bit about how to help someone else move through an argument. So this is a really important discussion topic when it comes to communication, because oftentimes people who are like really doing the work and doing a deep dive feel like they can start processing their own feelings, their own emotions, the things that they're going through, but they don't necessarily feel like it's a two-way street of communication and maybe the other person's shutting down and it's really stopping the resolution short in an argument or a discussion. And so it's very important, as I give you these tools in this video here today, for you to make sure you're not playing the role of therapist. You don't want to be like doing the work for the other person, but you can ask specific questions so that the other person has some direction if they don't have a lot of emotional awareness or they don't have conflict resolution tools up their sleeve. There are a couple really easy, simple things you can do that will help to propel the conversation forward in a healthy and positive way that's more likely to reach productive outcomes. So I'll share some of these tools in here with you today, and we'll talk about the importance as well of like you taking yourself into consideration in the process, because that's the only way you're going to know if you're like doing the work for both people and it's unfair to you, or if it's just that you're asking a few questions and it's just making the conversation more streamlined. And it's really important to be able to tell the difference between those things. So yeah, so we'll talk about like a little boundary around that at the end. If you want to do a deeper dive into this, I have two really in-depth courses about this inside PDS. One is a course all about conflict communication and conflict resolution. And another is a set of communication scripts. And it outlines about 60 different scenarios, I believe. So, you know, being frustrated that your needs are not met, somebody violates a boundary, you feel abandoned or unheard, you know, just all these different dynamics. You need space, you need more closeness, you know, all these different things that can happen. And it's basically a whole bunch of scripts. So things you can utilize to actually step-by-step follow and communicate to somebody else if you're going through a challenging time. So there's a whole course of that being like modeled out. And then you get the print off of all the different scripts. So you can check that out as well if communication is something you want to do a deeper dive into. So when it comes to like really wanting to help somebody else move through and navigate a situation, you hopefully are first following a few key steps. Number one, you're aware of what is triggering you in the relationship, in this, you know, in the relationship, but like in this specific situation. So you're not like mad and getting angry about the laundry perhaps, but the fact that the laundry on the floor, for example, makes you feel unsupported or unheard because you keep talking about it and nothing is changing. So you want to make sure that you are clear of, you know, not to be arguing about the surface situation, but instead the meaning you're giving to the surface situation. Like, hey, you didn't do the dishes. It's not the dishes that I'm really wanting to fight about. You didn't do the dishes. It's about me saying, hey, I'm feeling overwhelmed and unsupported right now. I could really use some support. Or, hey, I'm feeling overwhelmed in life. Can you take a turn with the dishes? Because that would really make me feel supported. So you're clear about the underlying themes that the argument is actually about. And really practicing that is very important when it comes to resolution. And then you're ideally communicating clearly what you need in a positive form, painting the picture of what that looks like, and then seeing that need through. So hopefully you're following those steps. I have other videos about that stuff. And then of course, again, the deep dive into the course if you want to follow different steps for that stuff. Now, when it comes to the other person, you're essentially kind of applying similar things. So step one, when you see someone angry, something that really helps to calm them down and regulate them is to validate their emotions. A lot of people, when they're arguing, what they're actually getting really frustrated about is not that like that you didn't do the dishes, let's say, or whatever the surface thing is. They're arguing about the undertone of things, but then there's this other layer that gets added into our arguments. And that other layer is the fact that then we feel really upset that the person we love doesn't understand us and isn't seeing from our perspective, because it makes us feel like the person is like our enemy. Like, they don't understand me. What happened to them? We were just in love 10 minutes ago. And now they've turned on me. They're betraying me. And so what happens is a lot of time, and I've said this before on this channel, but a lot of time when people are like arguing about being right or wrong, it's not really about being right or wrong. They're really just trying to feel seen, heard, and understood by their partners. So step one is like, we want to capitalize on that. And when we see somebody else dysregulated, we can say, hey, I see that you're feeling hurt right now. Or, hey, I see that you're feeling afraid right now. Or I see that you're feeling angry or frustrated or unheard or disconnected. And we want to try to like understand what their undertone of emotion is and say, I see you. I recognize you. I'm here with you. And what that does immediately is it puts people back on the same side because it reminds the person, okay, you're my partner. You understand me, or you're my friend, or you're my family member, whoever it might be in the context. And you're with me. You understand me. You're connecting to me right now. And it drops this like defensiveness, like enemy, like me versus you kind of mentality almost immediately. It's like, I've seen this work so many times between couples when I did a lot of work with couples for so long. And it's like, honestly, like maybe waving a magic wand. It's like people will be like 10 out of 10 mad and they validate each other, or I would validate somebody. So like, I see you're really hurt. And it's like, oh my goodness. And everybody calms right back down. So very excellent tool. The next thing is then you can ask them, okay, what do you need to feel relief? Or like, what would make you feel better right now? Basically what you're trying to get at is like, what is your need? And maybe for someone who's new to conflict communication or conflict resolution, what is your need is like not that helpful because they're like, my need, I don't even know what my needs are. But what you can say is like, what would bring you relief? What would make you feel better? Tell me what it is that you're asking for in this situation, things like that, which are basically just more relaxed ways of saying what is it that you need right now. So that's the second important part. And what this does is it takes us from this perspective in our connection or communication. It takes us out of this, like, we're focusing on the problem thing. Like, you did this, you did that. And it puts us towards focusing on the solution. So we really get to like flip the script there and go, okay, what's the solution here? And then we're a team working together. And in that place, the more that you can actually use words like, hey, like, what do you need? Okay, what can we do together about this? The more you can use like connective language, the better as well. For those same reasons, it reminds the person that you're there, you're on their side, you're connected, and it helps to sort of lower those walls and those barriers and those defensive patterns that can happen during conflict to begin with. I just wanted to pop in here and let you know we are doing a 7-day free trial to the All Access Membership Pass at PDS, which means you get access to literally everything inside of the school. That means you get access to the 4 live webinars I do every single week. You can come in, you can ask me questions with your camera on, we can chat. You can leave your camera off if you prefer, or type your questions in the chat. There's lots of opportunity to get your questions answered. And on top of that, you get access to all of our different courses. We have over 55 different courses on relationships, communication, boundaries, emotional mastery, guilt and shame, learning your needs, so many different facets that are really important to master our lives and feel really good about our lives going forward. And last but not least, there's also community elements in there. So there's a daily community event, whether it's practicing communication or doing a guided morning routine or a guided reprogramming exercise. We have trained facilitators and coaches who are in there doing that work, showing up to support you on your journey every single day. So I would love to see you on the other side. There's lots of exciting stuff in there. And we have had a 99.7% NPS score, which means we have literally that many people who report being really successful at PDS and wanting to recommend this to others. And it was all done anonymously. So I felt really honored that everybody shared that. So thank you to those of you who did. But yeah, please join me on the other side. Come check it out. See if it's a fit for you. I'd love to see you there. Number 3, you want to ask for specifics. So what you don't want to do is say, what do you need? And the person says, I need you to relax, or I need you to be more supportive. And like a lot of times there are big miscommunications that happen right there. It's like, you can say, I need you to be more supportive, or I need you to relax. But like what they actually want is for you to like give them a hug instead of relax. They want to feel like there's peace when they say relax, and people receive peace in different ways, you know. Or somebody says, I need you to relax, and really they need 5 minutes of space to process. Or somebody says, I need to feel more supported, and you think, oh great, I'm going to give them a hug. And really what they wanted to do is for you to acknowledge their feelings or, you know, validate them in some way or tell them you love them. So like what happens a lot is somebody will express a need, but people have different ways that they interpret needs because support for one person is different than the other. I need you to relax for one person could mean, oh, I should just be quiet. And the other person really wanted, you know, a big hug or wanted space or whatever it might be. So we interpret the needs differently. So we have to like imagine, and I always say this, like we have to paint a picture for what that need looks like. And the more we do that, the more effectively we navigate those situations. So we need those specifics. And then the last thing, and this is our like golden rule, is as you're navigating the conversation, once the person is asked for their need, you have to take yourself into consideration. This is that boundary thing I was talking about. If the person says, I need you to give me all of the money in your bank account, you can't be like, oh, okay, now I have to do that because I asked them. No, you have to be able to go, okay, this is what the person's asking me. Take myself and my own needs into consideration. Is this a reasonable ask? Okay, let's look at like a really easy context. Let's say somebody is going, I need a hug. And maybe you're going, and so you ask, I need a hug right now. And you ask yourself, okay, let me take myself into consideration. Am I okay with meeting that need? And maybe your answer is, oh, I'm feeling really upset. And I just don't feel like being touched right now. I don't feel like having that physical contact, but like, I can see that they're trying to reach out. I can see that they're trying to extend an olive branch. So let me say, hey, I would love to give you a hug. I appreciate that you're extending an olive branch. I'm not ready just yet, but I'll let you know as soon as I am. And, you know, by doing that, you take yourself into consideration, you communicate, and maybe you say, maybe you feel into it and you're like, you know what? I could probably give a hug in a few minutes. And you're like, okay, I'll let you know as soon as I'm ready. It'll probably be like the next couple of minutes. Is that okay with you? And you open the dialogue for that. Okay. And maybe somebody says, I need you to be more supportive in the relationship and compliment me more. And you're like, okay, I can do that. That feels easy for me. Or maybe that's hard for you. And you're like, okay, I'm going to do my best, but I won't be perfect. So you have to have that last process of like considering you. And this is what helps sort of seal the deal on the two-way street of communication. So again, ideally you're doing those pre-communication things first that we talked about. Then you're working through these steps to follow in terms of what to ask of others and from others. And then you're taking yourself into consideration at the end. So hopefully this makes a lot of sense. It's such an important part of like health in our relationships, of being able to resolve conflict. We really, really want to have like a standard if we're doing a deep dive into personal work and we really value relationships in our lives, whether it's romantic or children that you have or your parents or your siblings or your friends. Like, we really want to feel like we can resolve conflicts and we can talk through things and we feel empowered in that area. Like the transformation on the other side of that is, again, like immeasurable. It's so helpful and beneficial. And I hope that anyone listening to this will take it upon themselves to go, yeah, that's the standard I would like to have for myself in my life. That's a new goal. I want to be able to navigate conflict and feel empowered doing it and feel like it's easy to do because I've mastered it, because I'm working really hard at it consistently over time until it's my own new skill. And as we do that, we see tremendous long-term benefits and rewards, and we save so much energy that would otherwise be spent on just festering in conflict, losing relationships from our lives, pushing people away, having people push us away, all that kind of chaos that can happen. So it doesn't need to be that way.